Audiobook fragment. The Suicide Kind. Why We Are All Doomed, and You Too. Author, Bart Floss. Publication date, February 1st, 2025. Read this first. Just imagine, 99.99% of all species that have ever lived in Earth's 4.5 billion year history are extinct. An overwhelmingly complex, but endlessly patient process of evolution and natural selection has, over hundreds of millions of years, brought into being and then disappeared countless varieties of life forms, most without a trace. But I actually don't want to tell you that at all. Because none of the flora and fauna that has now disappeared into oblivion has ever come up with the brilliant idea of accelerating its own demise. Like, we are able to escape Earth's gravity. That's unique. No one has ever done that before. Cool. Well, let's skip that and instead consciously choose to render the only planet we have uninhabitable to the point of our own extinction. The sooner, the better. Do you see? That is what I want to tell you. For the past half century, we, the human species in its entirety, have done our utmost to move towards the edge of the abyss as a result of a process called overshoot or overconsumption when a species exceeds the carrying capacity of its habitat. In the meantime, without realizing it, we have jumped over that edge. That's right, we are all falling down. Undeniable. Inevitable. Relentless. Only our own ignorance, short-sightedness, and stupidity keep us from realizing that it's not the fall that matters. We are all able to fall. Falling is easy. Can we stop our descent? No, it is too late for that. We simply waited too long. Sure, we have plenty of ideas and solutions to mitigate our existential dilemma. More than enough. But we are too divided to reach explicit, collective agreement at a global level. When push comes to shove, every individual on this planet, everyone, including you, will take care of themselves first. When 8 billion individuals, growing by 80 million a year, are programmed in that manner, we don't stand a chance. In that case, the only thing that will break our fall will be our collapse. Yep, we're all doomed and so are you. Not today, though. And maybe not tomorrow. But it's not going to take thousands or hundreds of years either. Nor will our demise begin somewhere in the next century or at the end of this century. Our collective collapse has long since begun. For more than half a century, we have been exceeding the carrying capacity of our living environment. Any species that does that will inevitably collapse. The ultimate consequence? Extinction. This book is not about hope or about solutions. It does not contain tips and tricks for a sustainable, green, and ecologically conscious lifestyle. If you want to spend your life like that, no one is going to stop you, but don't think it will make one bit of a difference. We have passed the tipping point. The elbow of the exponential curve is already far behind us. Feel free to continue producing solar panels, wind turbines, batteries, heat pumps, electric vehicles, advising on sustainable business operations, and reducing your personal footprint. If that makes you feel good, you should by all means continue with it. Just know that it will not change the disastrous path we have all embarked upon, despite all our good intentions and great ideas. The accelerating demise of human society by global infrastructure collapse due to chronic overconsumption has become inevitable. It's now embedded in the system. That's pretty much in your face, is it not? And if you don't buy all that, for example, because you passionately believe that technology will eventually redeem us, or that climate change is just a hobby of the left-wing elite, a hoax, then that won't change anything either. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. So what is your book about, you might ask? And I'm glad you did. The Suicide Kind is about the joint concepts of collapse awareness, collapse acceptance, and collapse resilience, about passively but proudly accepting our common fate. This book aims to make you aware of the misery that is coming our way. It will enable you to accept that there is no way back and as such learn to become resilient against the accelerated decline of prosperity and therefore of individual and collective well-being. It will prevent you from having to say that you didn't see it coming. When you have finished this book, feel free to go back to what you were already doing, living out your life within your small social groups of family, household, friends, colleagues, and teammates, and continue to exist within your small and large society, your street, neighborhood, district, municipality, village, city, province, country, state, or continent. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or something in between, the demise of the human species ultimately affects us all on equal terms. Maybe not as fast, but just as ruthless. Now that the process of global collapse in its entirety is irreversible, we can all continue to do what we have always done. Take care of ourselves and our loved ones first, then perhaps take care of others. There are now just over 8 billion of us on this planet. Every year, about 80 million people are added because we procreate like rabbits. That brings us to 10 billion individuals by 2050, divided into hundreds of millions of small social groups. Nobody in these groups wants to reduce or decline. We all, rich and poor, want to at least keep what we've got, preferably get a little more. Indeed, we consume like there's no tomorrow. That's part of what makes us tick. That's what we are. In terms of human traits and attributes, the process of evolution and natural selection has willed it that way. But we weren't meant to be with so many. We may regard that fact as collateral damage, as a natural biological phenomenon that is unconscious, aimless, and indifferent. Yes, the human species is not meant to be in the billions. We are supposed to move across the savannas as hunter-gatherers, in small social groups of a few dozen individuals, meeting each other only sporadically, either to beat each other's brains in, or to trade, or to do both. This does not require more than a few million individuals spread across the planet. And we have been doing it for millions of years, much longer than the time we spent experimenting with a more agricultural lifestyle that we started some 10,000 years ago. Our unbridled fertility, along with our unique ability to form partnerships that span the globe, has brought us to where we are today, shooting over the edge and falling into the abyss. But rest assured, we still have some time. Supersystemic collapse, the global collapse of our infrastructure, is not the same as the crash of a meteor. By the way, it's only called a meteorite after the crash has occurred, or like the explosion of a nuclear device. It will be another 100 years or so before extinction becomes a serious option for the entirety of the human species. But we, this generation, will see the beginning of the end. Our children will live on the edge of hell, and our grandchildren will inherit a world devoid of prosperity and well-being. That's a bitter pill to swallow, for sure, but we have only ourselves to blame. And that is why I strongly believe that we no longer deserve the predicate Homo sapiens, the wise, thinking, modern man. As far as I'm concerned, henceforth we will be known as Homo infantilicus, the ignorant, short-sighted, and stupid man. Duly noted. As you were. Carry on. Please note, this is one of 4 audiobook fragments from my book, The Suicide Kind. You can also listen to the introduction, to About This Book, and to the epilogue. Thank you.